Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know that the word Kurios, usually translated Lord, is used 749 times in the New Testament? The word does not always apply either to Jesus Christ or to God the Father. Sometimes the word is used of a powerful ruler or a rich landlord, as it is occasionally in Christ's parables. Even when the word is used of Christ, it does not necessarily mean that He is God manifest in the flesh. For example, when Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me drink,' you would have asked of Him, and He would have given you living water." The woman responded by saying, "Sir, you have nothing with which to draw, and the well is deep. From whence then do you have this living water?" John 4:10-11. The word "sir" in verse 11 is the Greek kurios. But there is no reason to believe she recognized and honored Jesus as Lord. The term was used in respect to the Lord, but not as a title of deity. Paul helps us to understand the true meaning of the word Lord as applied to Christ. But what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if we shall confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:8-10. The word Lord in most biblical contexts refers to Christ's absolute power and authority. Jesus assured the apostles, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and on earth." Matthew 28:18. Paul affirmed that God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. Have you ever noticed in your reading of the Bible the connection between the words Lord and do? In Christ's Sermon on the Mount, He said, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." Matthew 7:21. Christ was not criticizing those who confessed Him as Lord, since that is absolutely essential to our being saved. But He was saying that just saying, "Lord, Lord," was inadequate. If we want to be acceptable in the sight of God, we have to do His will. In this same context, Jesus spoke of the man who built his house on a rock. The man who builds on a rock is the one who hears the Lord's teaching, confesses Him as Lord, and walks according to His precepts. Luke records our Lord's asking, "Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Luke 6:46. Saul of Tarsus was challenged by the Lord Himself while Saul was on his way to arrest and to imprison Christ's followers. When Saul found out who Jesus was, he asked, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Jesus told him to go to Damascus, and there it would be told him what he had to do. God sent the preacher Ananias to Saul of Tarsus, who said to him, "Arise, and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Acts 22:16. If Saul believed that Jesus was the Lord, how could he refuse to do exactly what God told him to do? My friends, we need to learn the lesson we have discussed with you today. Believe on Jesus as Lord and obey His will. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.